Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We have been studying the names of God this week. Proverbs 18, verse 10 says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. God wants you to be able to run to the place of safety, which we find in the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is powerful. It is strong. David went after Goliath in the name of the Lord and had his victory. God wants you to go after the enemies that may be trying to assault you in the name of the Lord and see perfect victory. Regardless of what that enemy may be, whether it is fear or whether it is difficulty or whether it is pressures from your workplace or difficulties in your marriage, God wants you to take the name of the Lord and use it as a weapon to find and get your victory. Today I want to talk to you about a beautiful name that we see for God, and it is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3, where it says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Here is an amazing name, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. God calls himself the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. We live in a day when we need comfort like never before. People are facing tragedies, difficulties, sorrows, where comfort seems so elusive. In fact, many people would tell you that they cannot be comforted because of the depth of their sorrow and the depth of their pain. And yet God calls himself the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all of our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. God wants you to experience his comfort. If you are in a place where sorrow has plagued you, where tragedy has come into your life, and you are in grief, God wants you to know the God of all comfort. In Isaiah 51, verse 12, he says about himself, "I am he who comforts thee. I am he who comforts thee." That's what God says about his own character. You can look to God and be comforted. One of the lies that the enemy will tell a person who perhaps has lost a loved one to death or to some tragic accident or perhaps premature death will be that they can never recover from their sorrow, or they will never stop grieving, or that they will grieve the rest of their lives. And this is a lie from the pit of hell, because God never intended for you to go through your life in the pit of grief, regardless of what you may have faced in life. God understands the sorrow that people experience when they lose a loved one. He understands it better than any human being could ever understand. But he also knows how to bring comfort in every situation. And God, who calls himself the God of all comfort, is able to comfort you even if you have been through a tremendous tragedy such as the loss of a child or a spouse. How do we find this comfort? In John chapter 14, Jesus said to his disciples that he would send them the Comforter and that the Comforter would come. Have you met the Comforter? Jesus was referring specifically to the Holy Spirit when he made these statements to his disciples. And in order for you to take a hold of this amazing name of God, the God of all comfort, you need to meet the Holy Spirit, who is called the Comforter. In John chapter 14, verse 16, it says, I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. God is saying here that he was going to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Jesus was saying here that after he died and rose again and returned to the Father, that he would send the Comforter, which was the Holy Spirit. We now live in that day when the Holy Spirit has been sent to the people of God. If you have received Jesus Christ into your heart, accepted him as Savior, then you have the Spirit of God residing inside of you. And that Spirit of God, which Jesus called the Comforter, wants to bring you comfort. Will you let him? If you have experienced a tragedy or sorrow in your life, or you feel that you cannot receive any comfort, you need to first of all tell the Lord, Father, forgive me that I have not believed your word that you could bring me comfort in this situation. And I confess that unbelief as sin. And I say this to you because it's very important to remove any opening that Satan may have in your life to lie to you that you can never be comforted over the tragedy or grief that you've experienced. As long as you hold on to that lie as being true, you will never be able to experience the comfort of God in your life. God wants to bring you perfect comfort, which he is fully able to do if you believe him. But he cannot bring that comfort to you if you refuse to believe that you can be comforted. God said about himself that he's the God of all comfort. He can comfort your aching and hurting heart. He said about himself that he heals the brokenhearted. Do you believe that? If you have a great sorrow in your life, have you allowed God to heal your broken heart, or have you insisted upon holding on to the sorrow that you've experienced? You may say to me today, well, I don't want to hold on to the sorrow, but it won't go away. Try doing this with me right now. Say, Father, forgive me for believing I could not be comforted. And I ask you to cleanse me of that lie that I'll never get over this. And I break every covenant, contract, or agreement I've ever made, knowingly or unknowingly, with the lie that I cannot be comforted regarding this tragedy. And I ask you to cleanse me now. And now I open my heart to receive your comfort. I see in your word that you're the God of all comfort, and I accept that word as truth. Bring your comfort to me now. Send your comforter to comfort me with regard to this sorrow or grief I have in my heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe you will see a tremendous difference. Be sure to guard your heart against that lie that you'll never get over it. God wants to bring you perfect comfort today. This scripture in 2 Corinthians 1:3 also says that he's the Father of mercies. The Fathers of mercies. Mercy from the Greek word oiktirmos means compassion for the ills of others. God has compassion for your weaknesses, and he knows and understands the human condition. And he extends mercy to us in the form of forgiveness when we call upon him. In Psalm 86, verse 5, it says, For you, O Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and you're abundant in mercy and loving kindness to all those who call upon you. Do you need forgiveness today? Do you feel like you've committed a sin that could never be forgiven, that can never be covered by God's grace and mercy? Then you also have believed a lie about yourself and about God. God says he is good and he's ready to forgive to all those who call upon him. Have you called upon him? Do so right now. If you feel like you've committed a sin that you don't deserve forgiveness for and you've never really brought it to the Lord because you didn't even believe he would forgive you or could forgive you, then pray with me right now. Say, Father, forgive me for not believing that you are ready to forgive, and you're full of mercy. I ask you to forgive me for believing that lie about your character, and I bring this sin to you right now, and I believe that you're ready to forgive, and I repent of it, I turn from it, and I confess it as sin to you, and I ask you to cleanse me completely from it right now in the name of Jesus. And I accept your mercy and forgiveness, and I thank you for washing me white as snow. In Jesus' name, amen. God has forgiven you if you've prayed that with me. He's washed you clean. You no longer have the stain of that sin on your life, because God is truly the Father of mercies, ready to forgive to all those who call upon him. That's all the time that we have for today, but I want you to take hold of these precious names of God and understand that every name reveals God's heart towards us and his goodness. He is truly the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. If you'd like further study on the names of God, just write to us. And for any donation of $30 or more this month to Hidden with Christ Ministries, we'll send you The Name of the Lord is a Strong Tower, a 6-tape series examining the names of God. Make sure you ask for it when you write to us. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you 2 of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you 2 copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.